Good morning, 909 here on the Mighty 690. In studio, we have Amy Dollar from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for letting me come and be a substitute candy today.
Absolutely. Well, we'll take the tourism director any day we can get. So, you know,
awesome.
Be great. So what do we have going on? You were at Business Over Breakfast this morning, right?
Yes, yes. Business Over Breakfast. It's, you know, we have it once a month, and it was a full house today. It was a big turnout.
Good.
We had some politicians come and visit today.
Well, Derek Schmidt was here right before he came over there.
Yeah, so he came over to see us. I did not know he was over here first.
Yep.
So Derek Schmidt visited us, Jake LaTurner, Virgil Peck, and Mr. Bryce, who was running for the 11th District House of something. I typed it out here. I started talking before I followed my list.
Right,
so.
Here, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so that was really awesome to hear them. Steve Bly from Parmac, our president of the Chamber Board, he hosted today. His candy's at a meeting. We had Jennifer from Mosaic. She came and spoke with us. Phil, she introduced Phil. He's the new manager of the Coffeyville Mosaic office. I know a lot of you may know, you know, Ben Ames, and he is in his position now. He's had 30 years experience in mental health, so I think he'll do a great job. He's from here. He actually graduated in 1978. So welcome back, Phil, and thank you for coming to work at Mosaic. They do a lot of Mosaic serves like 154 individuals across 7 counties in Southeast Kansas: Allen, Crawford, Cherokee, Labette, Montgomery. I apologize for not typing fast enough to get the other ones. And just thank you for you know, I tried to keep up with your information, but they help people from ages 3 to end of life, you know, services. They have a day center here in town on Elm. You know, they take trips and they try to help people live their best life. So if you want to check out their Facebook, Mosaic and Coffeyville Facebook, they are pretty active on there, and I think they have some really cool things, and it helps you kind of, you know more about what they offer and what they have to do. Katie Townsend, she came in. She's the 4-H agent from K-State Extension. She came and spoke with us about how she works with 4-H. The 4-H County Fair is held every year in Independence, and October kicks off a new year for 4-H. If you have kids ages 7 to 17, they have two different ones in Montgomery County. They can meet in Liberty or in Deering. They have the Fawn Creek or the Pepe Progressive 4-H clubs, and they are enrolling now. And if you have kids that are interested, you know, give them a call and you know, take them by to let them see what it's all about. I know they do a lot of really good things. There was 165 kids in Montgomery County in 4-H last year. Next week is the banquet, the Chamber of Commerce and 4-H banquet at the Rec Center to celebrate their accomplishments. You know, the kids, they get to, one of the advantages, they get to kind of travel. I don't know a lot about 4-H. I really took good notes. They get to travel outside of Montgomery County.
Sure.
And learn things. You know, they're sending a kid to Nationals in Georgia for beekeeping.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, kudos to that little kid for doing all that work. You know, that stuff's not easy.
No. Oh, that's fantastic.
And to make it to Nationals, you can't just have your parents do it and fake it.
No, so. Yeah, you're just, you know, skirting through. Yeah. No, that's wonderful.
Not that kids do that kind of thing.
No, they never. No kid ever does that.
No. Sam Kudrick and Wyatt Starnes, they came to talk about the candlelit tours at the Brown Mansion and Christmas on the Plaza. Okay, you are going to like James Coffeyville Christmas. If you like Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Coffeyville is a place to be for Christmas. I'm going to go ahead and tell you.
That's what I'm hearing.
The Brown Mansion, it's they fill this place with like 3 floors of trees. Trees everywhere, candles, it smells good. They have music. They get live performers come in and play our old baby grand piano.
Oh, yeah.
It's very nice. The dates, I brought the paper. So I think, darn it, I brought the one for the Brown Mansion holiday parties. So anyway, they're going to have them in December. Go to their Facebook page. Come and buy tickets at the Chamber. You can buy them online. It's awesome. It's a self-guided tour. It's like $6 to get in. If you have not gone, you've got to go. It's beautiful. And if you have gone before and you know how great it is, find someone who hasn't gone and treat them this year.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun. But they do offer a new thing. As I brought the flyer for that, I can talk about it a little bit more. The Brown Mansion Holiday Parties, they are a new thing. Oh, here we go. Okay. Candlelit tours are December 9th, 10th, 11th, 16th, 17th, 18th, and 23rd. So you have multiple times, multiple chances to get out and go see the candles and the beautiful Brown Mansion. And it's a fundraiser.
And this is of December, right?
In December, December. Yes. And but before that, people like to have holiday parties and they like to rent places for private parties. And the Brown Mansion is now available for that. You can celebrate the holidays with your friends, family, or coworkers with all the trees everywhere. And you can take self-guided tours during your party. You can rent it for up to 3 hours, maximum 100 people. They have a lot of stuff. Call Denise York. She has all the information for that. You can reach her at 620-252-5861. And then Christmas on the Plaza. This is where you can go and shop local. Has anyone come and told you about Christmas on the Plaza yet?
We've mentioned it a little bit, but it's always good to hear more about the plans. I know Denise has she's talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, she's heavily involved in that, and she knows everything. She's a secret elf over there.
That's great.
They do a lot. They put in a lot of hard work, you know, to create this event, and this will be the third annual. I was looking yesterday at the Christmas on the Plaza Facebook page. I know not everyone goes, but if you go to Facebook, if you look at their Christmas on the Plaza Facebook page, they're geared up. They've got announcements on there, everything new that's coming. So check it out because I'll probably forget stuff, but it is in December also, the 2nd, 3rd, 9th, and 10th. The shops open the night of the Christmas parade, which is December 2nd. Our Christmas parade's cool. You got a front row spot right out here on the stairs. Or you can be in the parade. You know, got to be in there with Tina sometimes.
I might get roped into that. I don't know.
It's really fun. After you are in a parade, you never want to like help with the lineup of a parade again.
Yeah.
You just want to be in one.
You just want to be the star.
Yes. December 3rd, the shops open at 9 a.m. and they have a bake-off and a music celebration. They've got horse and carriage rides, visits from the Grinch, visits from Santa. And then on December 10th, they're going to be showing the Polar Express movie at 6 p.m. I think that is super cool to have an outdoor movie in the nighttime. Bring your blankets and your chairs, right? And let's see, what else? Oh, before that, we'll back up a little. We've got Match Day. Janie from the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation. This is a great thing. You'll learn so much more about this than what I can tell you about because you're here at the radio.
Sure, yeah.
Match Day is presented by the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation. It's Thursday, November 17th. This is an opportunity, and I hope I get everything right, for you to give, and funds are matched. So you can give. They're matched by the Pratt Family Charitable Fund, Bernard and Effie Joe Wade Family Foundation, Kansas Health Foundation, Public Health Fund, Coffeyville Area Community Foundation, and David and Lynn Bumgarner Family Trust. And there's $50,000 in total matching funds, and they match it. It is just super cool. The excitement, just listening to it on the radio, it's even better to give, but the excitement of listening to it on the radio, you know, it's a big event. It's a great organization. You know, Janie came and told us about it today. They are going to be using the Community State Bank branch office on 8th Street, and it has a drive-through, so you can walk in and donate. You can donate online, or you can pull up to the drive-through and donate that way.
Great.
And whatever you donate will be matched.
Yeah, she came on. They were talking a little bit about that last week. So, I mean, that's just a fantastic event. And there's so many great organizations right there that that you can give to. So it's just really cool. I'm really looking forward to that day.
And I don't know if you guys already have one, but I'll leave you one of these too.
That's a bigger one than what we have. So
yeah.
That's fancy.
Well, good. I'm glad we have one at the chamber already. So we had some other chamber announcements. Chuck McFate from the Daylight Defenders Lions Club. He wanted to thank everyone for coming out to the Spook Trail, the Cedar Bluff Camp, and they had a good turnout. And then 11th of November is bingo night at Cedar Bluff Camp at 6 p.m. It was a very good turnout last time. Pretty popular. Kind of fun to go play bingo out there, too. It's pretty cool. Have you been out there yet?
I have not. I need to make it out there.
So you got to drive out there and go look at it. You can walk around, look at it, go up to the fence. The view is really cool. It's a really neat place. And then I will try to hurry because I'm sure you got to take some commercial breaks before too long, right?
We got plenty of time for you.
Good. Lauren Osborne, he works with the Veterans Program. He talked about the Veterans Dinner that's November 11th, and then November 12th, there's a veterans program hosted by Mr. Lindsay at the Spencer Rounds Theater. It's from 11 to 12. It's going to have a lot of speakers. It'll be really great. And then he talked about the Montgomery County Veterans Improvement Group. They work with people here in Kansas, so good shout out to him on that. They're trying to aim to make SEK a very veteran-friendly place, the most veteran-friendly place in Kansas. ABC Daycare, they are having a fundraiser for more parking. They need to have more concrete poured for a parking lot. They're 7,600 short of their what they needed. They've raised 4,000 so far. And so they're going to have a gun raffle. SEK, so what they did was they went and bought a $500 gift certificate from SEK Firearms. So you can go to, you can have a chance to win this $500 gift certificate, and you can go and buy what gun of your choosing or gift it to someone. Either way, it would be right in time for Christmas. The raffle tickets are $10 each, and they will be raffling them off on November 21st is the day of the drawing. And if you want to get tickets, you can call ABC Daycare or contact them on the Facebook page or catch Sharon Brown out and about. And if you see anyone in an ABC Daycare shirt, they can probably help
you.
And so support that cause. I think it's a really good one. They're really trying to make it, you know, nice and a good place over there. And it's a good little daycare. So Joe Brooks, he came and talked, and it is kettle time, Christmas campaign in Coffeyville once again. We're bell ringing. We'll start on the 19th of November, and we encourage you to sign up to ring the bell. It's really not bad, and it's a lot of fun. And then we'll be ringing at Walmart and Country Mart and anywhere else we can possibly get people to ring. You know, the money that is raised is used to operate the Salvation Army all year long. And then if you would like to have a counter kettle in your business, also contact Joe or me. We will make sure you get a counter kettle for your business. And then what did I forget? I don't think I forgot anything. Oh, yes. The Angel Tree. They are taking signups for the Angel Tree on the 14th of November from 1 to 4. And then through the rest of the week, 9 to noon, and then 1 to 4 through the 18th. So if you know anyone that needs to be on the Angel Tree, or you need to be on the Angel Tree, come and sign up so we can help you have a happy Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've talked a lot.
You're good. This is all good information. It's a busy time, of course.
It is. You know, Coffeyville in fall is a busy time. I don't know if I've seen my house in October at all, except for to go home and sleep. We've been crazy busy.
Yeah,
so it's just, we have events and so since I am on the radio real quick, I wanted to give a shout out to Chris Crane for helping me and visit Coffeyville with the tour. We had a spooky spook walk ghost tour kind of thing we did downtown a couple nights for Halloween. It was a lot of fun. Thank you to everyone who attended. We had a lot of Coffeyville history, some creepy, some spooky, some kind of paranormal, and some just downright weird. We definitely want to do that again next year. So I wanted to thank everyone who participated in my guinea pig performance. And thank you to Chris Crane for helping.
No, that's wonderful. I'm glad it went well.
It really did. Thank you. I think that might wrap it up here. Okay. I hope I didn't forget anything.
Well, if not, we'll
go vote.
Go vote.
Yes. Yeah, go vote. Whether you want to vote for these guys that came to Business Over Breakfast, or you want to vote for the other guys, or you want to vote for nothing, just go vote.
Go vote.
Yes.
Yep, absolutely.
Very
on
important.
On the 8th.
Yes, on the 8th. That's the most important thing they taught you in government class. You got to vote so you can be heard. And if you don't vote, you can't gripe.
Can't complain. That's right. Okay, well, Amy Dollar, thank you so much for being on here. Always a pleasure to talk with you on the radio.
Well, thank you very much. Have a good day.
All righty, and we'll continue on with more Open Line here on the Mighty 690 right after this.